If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into another edition of Sports Betting by Dumbass. I am your host, Patty Parlays. And with me, as always, is Diz. Diz, how was your weekend, buddy?
It was great. Won some money. And I was in a group that won a golf outing this weekend. And part of that group was T-Rank. So maybe we need to get T-Rank on the pod for Wednesday's show. But anyways, I'm feeling great. Happy to be here.
Well, that's good to hear. Glad you had a good weekend. I had a pretty wild gambling weekend myself, Diz. So why don't we talk about that?
Absolutely. I was ride or die for you there for a bit.
Oh, man. So Saturday night, you know, daily, even though we don't have the podcast daily, I do daily Hail Mary parlays of the day. Usually you can find those on Twitter or Instagram at SportsBetByDumb. But anyway, so Saturday, Hail Mary parlay of the day. First eight legs, cash easily. I'm 8-0 on the day. I'm down to my final two. And at this point, you know, I texted Diz and my boys, and I'm like, guys, we have a chance. There's a chance. And so, you know, I was going through trying to figure out if I should hedge or do something or just let it ride. And Diz typically is a just let it ride kind of guy. But he had suggested hedging. He suggested to hedge on one of the two legs, the one that seemed least likely to win. Fortunately, I hedged on both legs, and I ended up making $50 on that on the day. So a pretty good day for your boy, but man, what could have been?
I think as well, you were in a spot, and good for you for doing this, but you were in a spot where you can make money no matter what. When the first, like, however many of a big parlay like that hit, You were in a hedging spot where you could make money no matter what because your wager was only $1 on the parlay, correct?
Bingo.
So, you know, I don't like hedging, but in your case, hedging here meant you were going to make a profit. Hedging, a lot of people see hedging as like, oh, let's take a bet here so if I lose, I don't lose as much. So maybe we should call it something other than hedging. Maybe like edging. Okay, I'm edging. Actually, I like that. Let's call it edging. When you pull out because you're gonna make a profit.
Bingo! Love it. Absolutely love it. So yes, I did that, and I love when I get into a situation where no matter what, I win money. So that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Now, the real topic of the day is that we're going to talk about is this new app. It's called the Chalkboard app. So I don't know if many of you know what the Action Network is, but I feel like this is going to become a rival to the Action Network app, which a lot of people like the Action Network. But essentially, it's a way to track your bets, but then also share your bets with your friends via kind of like a group text, if you will. It does automatically sync to all the major books, so FanDuel, DraftKings, you know, whatever. So if you place a bet on one of those books and then you have it synced up to your Chalkboard app account, then it will keep an actual live tracking of how you're doing betting-wise, and it tracks every single bet, whether it's a prop, a actual bet, a first five, whatever. You know, it tracks all the actual bets that you're doing. And one of the things that I know, I don't know about you, Diz, but one of the things I'm historically bad about, especially when tracking or sharing my bets, is that I place like random one-off bets that sometimes hit that I never share with anybody.
Yeah, 100%.
We often on this show, we share our best bets or like our Hail Mary parlay of the day, but Like, I took a flyer on Jim Herman to win a golf tournament this weekend that would have netted me like $3,000, but I didn't share that with anyone. He didn't actually win, so it doesn't matter, but, you know, what could have been, right? And so we're going through and testing this app out, and I've been in contact with the creators of the app. They seem like great people, and one of the things that they have on their roadmap that I'm excited about is a notification system, right? That's one thing where Action Network kind of excels is the fact that they you can get a notification for, you know, any kind of bet that you have going on. So if I have a first five money line going and I want to know every run that gets scored in that game, I don't want hacking the ESPN app over and over again.
Yeah, I will say I downloaded it today. You told me to download it, and just from using it for like a couple minutes, just like the look of it is clean. Like, yep. I know that's not really a huge thing, but it kind of is without realizing it. Like, the app just kind of has a clean look to it. It's like, it's not like a nightmare. It's very easy to use. I just kind of like the look of it. Like, and it's just like you send a GIF and like you just track your bets. I love it. My only question for you, Patty, is do you know how it works with odds boosts? Because I think what I might do is I might only put my martingales in there so I can see like my actual payouts and my actual record when it comes to martingales. I have a pretty decent idea. But if I get to a part where I'm just doing martingales every single time there's an odds boost, I'd love to have it tracked by chalkboard.
So that I do not know. And I will say this, and maybe it's something where you can like add notes to your bets that are tracked on there. But I know for me, I have my FanDuel account synced to it. So every single bet that my FanDuel account has, it shows up on there. So if you were using a sports book specifically just for martingales, then I definitely think that would work.
So, okay, but it has the updated odds. It has the odds at what you take it at. It's not like, oh, this bet is minus 130. It'll have like the, oh, it was minus 130, now it's plus 120. Like, it'll have that updated odds.
I think it'll have the updated odds, but I don't know if it'll tell you what it was before the odds boost, if that makes sense.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
But I don't know. I haven't bet an odds boost yet. I'll test that out tonight if I can, and we'll see if what it looks like.
Okay, sounds good. No, I'm excited to use this, especially if we get, you know, T-Rank on here and you know, other people that you just people that you know that gamble. I think it's a great way to bet together, win together, see what your boys are betting. I'm pretty excited about this. I hope we can get a good group in there.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you are interested, if you're listening to this and you are interested and you want to see what we're betting, what we're sharing, whatever, we do have a Sports Betting by Dummies chalkboard group message going on. So if you would like that, you can feel free to message me, text me, talk to me, whatever, and we'll get you guys in there. We want the community in there. We want as much people as there in there as possible. So definitely hoping to have that grow and see some winners and win together and bet together on there.
Hell yeah.
All right. So since it is Monday, we do have to review the celeb bets from Friday. I did classify Sunshine's Reds money line bet as a celebrity bet that did come home for him. And so he is actually the new leader in the celeb bet competition. He is plus 0.58 units. And Disher is plus 0.55 units. So it's a close battle, the celeb bet competition. But hopefully, you know, we get back to some more celeb bets and we see some more action there.
Absolutely. I hope it's a tight race coming down the end for the celeb bets.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we all want. We want it close. So, Diz, let's review our best bets from Friday. How did you do on Friday with your two best bets?
I went 1-1. My martingale hit. It was a TKO in the third round. I was really cutting it close. But that one hit, which is huge for me on the martingale. We're just riding out martingales. It's pretty much the only thing I can win at this point, but we're riding it out. My NRSI parlay, only two of the five hit. Just really down bad. I thought NRSIs were safety for me, but I'm struggling everywhere except for martingales. So I'm looking for those boosts badly.
Gotcha. Well, your boy here went 3-0 on
Fuck.
Friday night. So I'm back. Like I said, I almost hit Hail Mary parlay on Saturday. So your boy's been really high of late. I don't actually know where we stand in the best bets competition. I will have to get that for you guys for Thursday's episode. But I think I am almost to plus units again. So
couldn't be me.
You're on watch out alert there, Diz.
That's all right. I'll bounce back.
All right. So let's get into the best bets of the night for us. Just a heads up, this is going to be a shorter podcast. There's only five MLB games to bet on, and with work being crazy, I didn't have a ton of time to do a ton of research. So I have only two best bets tonight. The first one, easy money, Reds minus 1.5. I could have done Reds money line, but I didn't want to steal Sunshine's Thunder. And Reds minus 1.5, I get better odds on that. They're playing the Cleveland Indians in a makeup game from God knows when. But the Reds are one of the hottest teams in baseball. There was no real other research into that. So, I'm going to take the Reds minus 1.5 tonight versus the Cleveland Indians. My other best bet is a dinger prop. It is dinger. Oh no, today's not Tuesday, is it? Oh dear God. I just messed up real bad, Diz.
So you made a dinger parlay and it's not Dinger Tuesday?
I didn't make a dinger parlay, but on FanDuel, if it's a Tuesday, if you bet $25 on someone to hit a home run in a game, then between both teams, whoever hits the total number of home runs, so if a team hits a home run, you get $5 extra in insight credit. So basically, if there's five home runs in the game, then you get $25 in site credit. So it's basically a free bet.
So I definitely bet $25 on someone to hit a home run tonight.
I did. I that just tells you where my mind is at and what kind of a day I'm having at work. Boy,
who'd you bet on?
Tim Anderson of the Chicago White Sox. He was the only guy on the White Sox to have a hit off of this Minnesota pitcher. Now, granted, pretty much the whole lineup has only had one at bat against this pitcher tonight, but Tim Anderson was 1-for-1 with two RBIs, so I was feeling good about Tim Anderson hitting a dinger. But and my logic was going to be there's going to be a lot of home runs because I looked at the home runs per nine for both starting pitchers tonight. And both of them are the two of the highest going tonight. But boy, I really messed this one up. Now I'm really riding hard on Tim Anderson tonight.
So, what was his value?
His value was plus 320.
So if Tim Anderson hits a bomb, you are going nuts.
Correct.
Hell yeah. There you go. Something to watch, something to look forward to.
Yeah, that's pretty wild that I did that. So, you'll look on if you look on the chalkboard app, you'll see that I put a 25 unit bet on Tim Anderson, but I really am only doing one for my best bet purposes.
I was gonna say, we sure seems like a 25 unit bet to me.
Of course you would. All right, Diz, what do you got for your best bet for the night?
I have one. It's going to come as a surprise to a lot of people. It is an emotional hedge. I think the Reds are really hot. I think they're due for a loss. And Indians at plus 150 is just too good a value for Moneyline as the home team. So I'm taking Indians Moneyline at plus 150. Once again, emotional hedge. I'm losing best bets anyways. Might as well have my team win if that happens.
I don't hate it. You know, I'm a big emotional hedge kind of guy. So No qualms for me on that one, Diz.
Appreciate that.
Now, as I said, there's only 5 MLB games tonight. Does that mean I did not have a Hail Mary parlay of the day? No. That means that I placed 5 bets on tennis matches that I have no idea what is going on in. Now, I do not have those bets, the Hail Mary parlay of the day, like, actively ready for me to read off, especially since I'm driving home from work. So if you want to see what the Hail Mary parlay of the day is for today, go to our Twitter at SportsBetByDumb or our Instagram at SportsBetByDumb. I tweeted out and sent out the Hail Mary parlay of the day on those platforms. You can also find it on the Chalkboard app if you look for at Patty Parlays, I believe is what my name is. Might be Patty underscore Parlays. You just look for my ugly face on there and you'll know it's me. All right, Dez, anything you want to get off your chest before we wrap this thing up?
I think just everyone should go download Chalkboard. Really cool app. I think it's going to take off. And even if it doesn't, you can see what we bet. We can see what you bet. I think it's just a great way to get connected and live by our podcast motto of bet together, win together. So, yeah, go download Chalkboard. It's pretty freaking sweet.
Absolutely. And you may type in Chalkboard into your app store and you might not be sure what it is. I don't know, Diz, did you have any troubles figuring out what exactly it was?
I clicked the link you sent me.
Okay, perfect. So if you want the link, we can send you the link, but it should say something about gambling on there. So I'm pretty sure it's the only Chalkboard-related app that has gambling involved with it. So yeah, definitely go check that out, and we want to grow that thing. It's a brand new platform, but we're really liking what they're putting out, and we can kind of grow alongside with the app. So make sure you guys go check out the Chalkboard app. And remember, do not have a show on Wednesday. We will have the show on Thursday. So hopefully you guys have a good, profitable week, and we will see you all on Thursday.